you need a new top or a new pair of pants, where do you go shopping? Do you head to the department store for the latest, newest fashion? Or do you hit an op shop to grab a bargain and a retro design? Or an option I didn't even give you, here's your third option. Do you just go straight online? I mean, look at the figures, people. Do you just go straight online? Well, research is showing that used clothing sales are on the rise and could be bigger than fast fashion within the decade. And that comes down to the shopping habits of young consumers. Alice Payne is the Associate Professor in Fashion at the Queensland University of Technology. Alice, welcome.
Thanks, Patricia. How are you?
Good. The ThredUp 2019 resale report said the US secondhand clothing market was worth $24 billion last year, that's US, and is set to grow to $64 billion by 2028. Why do you think there is that estimation of growth there?
Oh, it's quite interesting because if we think about the secondhand market and what they're talking about there, we generally think about charity stores and thrift stores and so on. What actually is driving this growth is the growth of the resale market, which is kind of peer-to-peer online. New platforms have emerged and new kind of business models of reselling secondhand clothing. So it's a whole new sector really emerging.
How much is secondhand clothing shopping growing here in Australia?
In Australia, I'm not sure precisely of the statistics, but we're certainly seeing tremendous growth around the world. And, you know, the estimate from one of the recent reports was that it's growing 20 times faster than traditional retail, this resale market, which is quite extraordinary, off a low base, admittedly, but still growing far faster.
Are there any recent signs or evidence that there's a move away from fast fashion here in Australia?
Absolutely. So I think we are seeing this incredible growth in sites like Depop, the online secondhand clothing market, where people are kind of sharing and reselling. We're seeing the rise in kind of in movements like boycott fashion, in buy nothing new or buy secondhand only for a month. So we're seeing this kind of groundswell of environmental consciousness, and that's often linked to people wanting to purchase secondhand as the more environmentally friendly option.
A survey of 2,000 Australians by Amplify found one in four 18 to 30-year-olds are concerned about the environmental impact of their clothes. Is this a sign that they're more mindful of how clothes are made compared to perhaps, I don't know, generations before them or older generations?
Absolutely. Just the past 5 years has been a real growth in awareness, driven from, you know, a wide range of new documentaries that have emerged that really highlight the environmental impact of fashion. And we're also seeing it, you know, even the United Nations Environment Assembly came out recently highlighting the significant impact of fashion. You know, for instance, one garbage truck of textiles landfilled or burned every second globally. And when you hear these statistics, you know, they're shared and they raise consciousness in a young, connected generation.
Alice, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Alice Payne is Associate Professor in Fashion at Queensland University of Technology.